The next patient is Josephine Shook. The last name is S-H-O-O-K. Josephine, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E. This is the clinical case of a 92-year-old, a white female that is CKD stage 4. The patient has a serum creatinine of 3, a BUN of 67, and an estimated EFR that is around 50 mLs per minute. I have to point out that the patient is taking a combination of triamterene hydrochlorothiazide with the administration of Lasix at least 2 times a week, and this is causing a lot of volume contraction. The creatinine, the BUN creatinine ratio is 20 to 1, period. The reason for this combination of antibiotics is the tendency to retain fluid in the lower extremities with blisters and ulcers that have been chronic. The patient is going to the wound center for that purpose. At this point, and since the patient has a serum creatinine or serum potassium of 5.8, I am going to stop the replacement of the potassium PO, and we are going to emphasize and implement a low potassium diet. Number two, type 2 diabetes that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.6. Secondary hyperparathyroidism, the patient has a PTH of 92. It was during the last visit 331. The calcium is 9.1. The phosphorus was not provided during this examination for reasons that are not clear, because it was requested. Following number. The patient metabolic acidosis has been corrected. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. The patient is taking calcitriol. Following number, anemia that is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. She hasn't had any ESA for more than 4 weeks. The hemoglobin is 10.2. Following number, arterial hypertension. That is under control. The blood pressure reading today 115 over 80. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is under control. Following number, overactive bladder, that is evaluated by the Dr. Onishi, the Onishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I. I'm going to spell Onishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-Y. And the patient takes a medication that is Gemtesa, G-E-M-T-E-S-A, 75 milligrams on a daily basis. Patient has a history of hyperuricemia. To a physical examination, the patient has a redness and ulceration in the anterior part of the middle third of both legs, the right more than the left. The patient goes to the wound center. We're going to follow her in 3 months with laboratory workup. High spend 7 minutes examining the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.